politics suggests.
Joining us live now, Bob Schieffer, CBS Chief Washington Correspondent and the host of Face the Nation. I guess we're going to find out whether or not we are divided or not as divided as the president was saying last night as he was accepting his victory in four more years. What do you think, Bob?
Yes, we're still divided. Barack Obama almost lost the popular vote, although he, you know, did very well in the Electoral College. This was an election in nine states. And the same problems that were there before are there now. The president still faces Washington. It is totally gridlocked. And somehow the Congress and the president have got to find some way out of this, because if they don't, at the end of the year, these automatic spending cuts go in across the board, not only in social problems, social programs, but also in defense programs. And we'll see the end of the Bush tax cuts. And other factors that will mean almost certainly a tax increase for most people. I mean, this is going to be a very serious problem that both sides are facing here. And right now, I don't see them. Perhaps they can get together and start over. That's what they got to do. But the Congress went through an entire year without doing anything. And I'll wait to see what they're able to do here.
After the election, we have a couple of more moderate House members that have been replaced by more hard-line members in the House. The Senate minority leader has indicated he doesn't sound like he wants to compromise anyway. It does not look like it's going to be very harmonious moving forward.
Well, you know, before the election, I remember we had Rahm Emanuel on Face the Nation one Sunday, and I asked him the very questions you're asking me, and he said, elections have an impact. Elections make a difference. At this election, will make a difference and cause both sides to sort of regroup. Well, okay, we've had the election. I do not see this as an election this close as any kind of mandate now for the president. John Boehner, the House leader, said last night that he thinks it's a mandate for both sides finding common ground. I hope they can. I think we have to. The country is in serious trouble right now. If this fiscal cliff, as they're calling this situation now, is allowed to happen. But right now, I haven't seen any overture from either side, and maybe it's a little early for that, that suggests there is a way out of this mess. And if you're betting on the Congress, I mean, the smart money is going to bet they don't do anything, because for the last couple of years, they've done virtually nothing.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yet we spent $6 billion. It sounds like we're in the same spot.
Yeah. I think that's just about right there, Mike.
Oh, boy.
All right, Bob. Thanks so much, Bob. I know
I'm sorry to be such a pessimist. I always hate to be the guy that says, all is lost, nothing can be gained. But, they're really something's got to happen here. Washington's got to be shaken out of this mess that it's got itself in now, this gridlock. We've got to get past this, and I hope that we will. But right now, I can't see what that way is right now.
Good to talk to you, Bob. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, guys.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and host of Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer.